Most farmers would not consider themselves movie stars. This Minnesota hog farmer certainly doesn't. However, that hasn't stopped him from fielding autograph requests and TV interviews about his time on the big screen. We meet him and his role in a movie about the job he loves. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. You may have heard or even seen the recent movie documentary, Farmland, from director James Mole. One of the young farmers featured in the movie was Ryan Valdiza from southwestern Minnesota.
He was looking for farmers in their 20s, taking over the generational family operations, wanted to kind of try to find them in that transition phase. And then he was looking for people to represent agriculture and put a face on agriculture for America.
But Ryan and his family were reluctant to be in the movie. They'd never heard of the production studio and initially ignored the repeated calls to see if they would at least consider being in the film.
There's always that attitude in agriculture of somebody's got to stand up and do something, but not me. You need to do it, not me. I'm just going to keep on working. And that was kind of our attitude as well.
But they finally felt comfortable with the project and the opportunity to share a positive story about family farming.
There really was no directing. You know, the closest thing to directing that went on was on occasion, rare occasion, he would stop to ask what was going on because of the complexity of agriculture. And I've really got to give him credit that he wanted to completely understand the situation.
The film crew came out for a couple of days a month for several months. For the most part, both the farmers and the filmmakers got along quite well.
Every once in a while, tension would come up a little bit, especially when you start working with livestock. They don't realize how the animals move, and so they'd be in the wrong position or something like that. At one point, I can remember my 5-year-old nephew yelling at him, "Get out of the way, I'm trying to chase hogs here."
Ryan says he certainly doesn't see himself as a star, but he is pleased that he and other farmers featured in the film were able to display a positive story of American agriculture. Traveling the countryside, I'm Andrew McRae.